Dear people who keep company with God. The internet has impacted and changed the way we live, work, play, learn, profit, govern, socialize, and communicate. There is no part of our society that has not been touched in some way by the internet. How much more will the words that proceed from the mouth of God impact and change our lives when we receive them? Matthew 4:4. In the past 20 years, we have received much needed teaching on hearing God, and it has borne much fruit. However, we are in a time where God wants us to experience more of His infinite wisdom and boundless love, and He is releasing a whole new level of communication from heaven. Luke 24, 27-31. I began to experience this about 3 years ago as I was praying with some friends. Suddenly, I felt and heard information and scriptures from heaven concerning what we were praying about flowing into the room. I want to emphasize that I was not having a typical prophetic experience, a word of knowledge, or a word of wisdom. This was different. I was experiencing being a son of the kingdom. I had connected to a flow of communication that I can best describe as the spiritual information superhighway. As dynamic as that experience was, it is not the norm for me. On occasion, in a meeting or ministering to someone, I will experience a dynamic flow of words, thoughts, or scriptures. But day in and day out, I do not. However, even though you cannot see the internet broadband frequencies in the natural, we know they exist and work as we connect to them. I am learning how to tap into the heavenly highway and receive from the heavenly realm. Here are some basic keys to being a good receiver of heaven's communications. Romans 10:17-18. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, surely, they have never heard. Have they? Indeed they have. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. It says that the voice of God has gone forth throughout all the earth, even to the ends of the world. There it is in the Bible. The spiritual information superhighway is everywhere in the world. The Bible also tells us that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, Psalm 97:6. And Jesus said His kingdom is at hand, right around us, Matthew 4:17. God has already made provision to communicate that which is in heaven to us on earth. It also says faith is released when we receive His communication. That is one of the great keys to knowing if you have connected with the frequencies of heaven. Did faith get released into your heart? If it did, then you have tapped into the highway. If it didn't, God will confirm His word. Just ask Him. Many times we are receiving communication from heaven, but doubt is hindering our reception. Matthew 14:31. When it comes to the supernatural, doubt is the default mode of the natural mind. The way to get out of default mode is by changing your mind. Matthew 4:17. Like in the natural, heavenly communication comes in many different ways. You must be open to the various ways in which He chooses to communicate. Sometimes the heavenly highway is routed through people, places, circumstances, or things. He wants us always to depend on Him, not any method, way, or person except the person of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Sometimes we become so established and so familiar with the way God does things that when He changes them, we fail to change with Him. Finally, it takes humility to tap into the heavenly highway. One of the most unlikely places I discovered the heavenly highway was in a trash can. I stopped at a convenience store, and as I got out of the car, I clearly heard the Lord say, "I have a message for you, and it is in the trash can." So it was first within me, Luke 17:21. I walked over to the trash can, and my eyes were drawn to a little balled-up piece of paper amongst all the other trash. I picked it up and opened it, and written on the paper was, "I am with you," Jeremiah 1:8. On that particular day, I really needed to hear that. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.